Godparents help godchildren lead a Christian life. If you are a godparent, you know the privilege of that special relationship in the church. We get lots of questions about godparents, so we post the requirements on our parish website. We link you to canons 872 to 874, which explain who can be a godparent. For example, godparents must have been baptized, confirmed, and have made First Communion in the Catholic Church. At St. Anthony's, we ask for proof of confirmation in order to accept someone as a godparent. Many pastors will not accept as godparents anyone who is married outside the church. That is, those who have a civil but not a church marriage. Some specialists in canon law tell me that canon 874 does not automatically exclude everyone who is married outside the church. So I have accepted some of them as godparents. However, I do ask to visit them in person. I ask, why are you not married in the church? Some people are eligible for a church wedding, but have taken no steps to obtain one. I invite them to participate in our marriage preparation classes. I do not force anyone to have a church wedding, but godparents will give a better example to godchildren if they are receiving communion regularly in the Catholic Church. Parents should think about this before choosing godparents. These canons apply to godparents for baptism and confirmation. The Hispanic tradition includes additional sponsors for events such as First Communion, quinceañeras, and weddings. Some pastors enforce the same rules that canon law applies to godparents for baptism and confirmation. I believe that because these relationships are traditional rather than canonical, the same restrictions do not apply. Not all parishes have the same rules, but the Universal Church requires that only those who have received the sacrament of confirmation can be godparents for baptism and confirmation. That's why I'm a little pickier about confirmation here. If you want to be a godparent someday, get confirmed. Many people choose family members as godparents for their infants. Some believe that if the parents die, godparents are supposed to raise the child. The Catholic Church has no such expectation. Parents make whatever legal arrangements they deem best for the future of their children. Among Hispanics, godparents often help pay for the party that follows events at church. Canon law has no such expectation, but godparents should know what families expect. What the church does want is for godparents to help their godchildren lead a Christian life. They do this best by example, participating in the sacraments, affirming the beliefs of godchildren, and challenging any of their bad behavior. In today's first reading, we hear a fine example of a person chosen by God to challenge someone else. Amos was nothing more than a shepherd and a dresser of sycamore trees, but God asked him to serve as a prophet, not to make predictions about the future, but to challenge people about the present. This is what godparents do. They stay in touch, guiding godchildren along the ways of faith. The church asks that the sponsor for confirmation be the person who was the godparent at baptism. That person should continue to help this child. Godparents are valuable to the Catholic Church by the example of their lives and their words of encouragement. They help to spread the faith.